The merits of flexibility at work have been debated for years, but the pandemic has sharpened the focus as the workplace has moved online and into the home. Some organisations and employers are opting for four-day weeks, while others are embracing more radical options like working weekends and nights in place of the traditional 9-to-5. Experts say COVID has changed the way we work for good and argue businesses that don't embrace new ways of working will miss out on attracting the best talent. Caroline Winter reports.
It's the soundtrack to our working lives. The dreaded email inbox, which often fills faster than it empties. Technology has changed how, when, and where we work, and working from home during the pandemic has only amplified that. So what are the sustainable models for today's workplaces and employees?
The real takeaway for organizations should be flexibility.
Scott Dust is a management professor at the Farmer School of Business at Miami University. He practices what he preaches, which is why I spoke to him at 10 p.m. Ohio time.
When I take off in the afternoon at 2:30 to go pick up my girls from school and cook them dinner and get them organized or off to whatever their activity is, you know, that's a good four-hour chunk where I'm not working and I'm getting emails. It takes discipline and a level of confidence to know that it's going to be okay.
Flexibility depends on the industry and the worker's circumstances. But Scott Dust believes the traditional five-day week in 2021 is no longer that effective, and he's not much a fan of cramming more hours into less days either. He says COVID has changed how we work forever and hopes organisations will think outside the square in the future.
If you choose one approach to work hours, you are inevitably going to either annoy a subset of your workforce or you're going to lose out on talent that would have loved to contribute to your organization's mission, but because of the way that the organization is structured, they decided to go somewhere else.
Keeping an open mind landed the not-for-profit law group Environmental Justice Australia in Melbourne not one but two CEOs.
I think there's huge benefit to organizations in having two people in that role, and huge benefits to the individuals themselves in having that level of flexibility.
That's Nicola Rivers. She's co-CEO of EJA with Elizabeth McKinnon. The pair jointly applied for the role last year during COVID, no less.
We put a lot of thought into why the board should choose us as opposed to, you know, a single applicant, and also how we would manage the co-CEO relationship.
How unusual was the proposition that you were putting at the time?
It was fairly unusual. You don't normally see a co-CEO arrangement. So job share obviously is fairly common, but it's just less common at that very senior level.
Between them, they have four children under 10, both work 3 days with an overlap day and are jointly responsible for everything. But flexibility and working from home have their pitfalls. Sally McManus is the secretary of the Australian Council of Trade Unions.
Often we talk about flexibility and the assumption is it's a two-way thing. So the worker's getting flexibility and the employer's getting flexibility, but the reality usually it's a one-way thing. The thing that COVID changed was working from home, and all of a sudden, I think for the first time for a lot of workers, they saw that the flexibility did also come back their way.
So what needs to happen from here to make sure flexibility isn't a euphemism for bad working conditions and benefits both parties?
What we're encouraging going forward is your groups of workers negotiating working from home arrangements, for example, that embed those flexibilities for workers but also have those protections as well to make sure there are those clear boundaries. I think that this is possible, and the way to make it fair is to ensure that it's locked in black and white in a collective agreement.
That's the Secretary of the ACTU, Sally McManus, ending Caroline Winter's report.